Blog Talk Radio.
Bishop Poole, we're here again. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We always come to bring joy, peace, oh God. Our Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Look upon our listeners right now. And Lord, we ask you to bless them now in the name of Jesus. So we open up this prayer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we are praying to bind and loose all demonic spirits, strong men, from us, from me, and for everyone, oh God, that I pray for today, and every organ in our body, for every cell in our body, from every gland, muscle, ligaments, and bones in our body, from our home, from property, from marriages, from cars and trucks and businesses and ministry, objects and workplaces and financial pets. God, our and we loose them to go where Jesus sent them, and I will bind them and command them to stay there. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we place the blood of Jesus Christ between us and them. Heavenly Father, it is written in the books, the Psalmist 91 and Matthew 6 and many other places in your word, that if you are our deliverer and you are with us, and we ask that you give us everyone that I and we pray for today total deliverance, total freedom, total deliverance, total salvation from all evil spirits, demons and lying, perverse, unclean, foul, demonic spirits, strong men and their messengers, and from all sickness and disease, infirmities, affliction, infection, viruses, embolization, disorder of any kind in every cell in our bodies, in every gland in our bodies, in every organ in our bodies, normal and abnormal in our bodies. God, for any growth of cancer, a tumor, a spasm, a lesion, a cyst, any parts of our body, Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, we give you our homes, our cars, our trucks, our offices, our business, our finance, our ministries, our property, and our pets, total deliverance, liberty, and freedom from all evil, witches, and lying, perverse, unclean spirits, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you, and you give us total deliverance, freedom and for deliverance, O God, in our salvation, that things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, from all these, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, through the blood of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to give us, each of us, O God, we pray that, O God, deliverance in our health and manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given me and us, according to St. John 16 and 23. And many of these deliverance be used for to glorify you, Heavenly Father. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O Lord, I pray and I demand our minds, our will, our emotions to subjects of obedience of Christ in Him. To the glory of God, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All that agree, amen. We pray total deliverance. Amen. God is with us. He's not against us. He's for us. Amen. And whatever you're going through or have been in or have been a part of, amen. Paul is speaking. Amen. He said, all things are new. Behold, all things, old things are passed away. All the things are passed away. Chapter. There's no, therefore, now no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Who walk after Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of life of Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. There's no more condemnation. Amen. Jesus said to the lady, amen, the Pharisee that brought her, and they said they caught her in adultery, in the very act. And Jesus began to talk to them, and amen, then he wrote on the ground. And they wrote on the ground and said, okay, those without sin, now throw the first stone. And all of them, because, you know, stoning was big. Amen. It was a huge thing back in the Bible days. Amen. For its punishment. Amen. They would throw physical stone, pick up a physical stone. Amen. And throw and hit the accuser. Amen. And go ahead and sometimes so many they would kill them by stoning. And all of them dropped their rocks and walked away. And Jesus turned to the lady, amen, said, now who are your accuser? He said, now go and sin no more. Sometimes people rate sin. They rate sin higher than any. Those that are accusing and pointing fingers, amen, always want you to say, okay, you have sinned, and now God won't forgive you, amen, and this thing, and this, that, and the other, and you carry that guilt, but we're letting you know, amen, in this program, there's always, amen, improvement in our spiritual walk with Christ, amen. There's no more condemnation, and the topic is how to become new in life, how to become new in life. Amen. Ecclesiastes, start off at one of these scriptures, Ecclesiastes 3. It says, for everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven, time to be born and time to die, a time to plant, time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to moan and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to restrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rent and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time of hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Amen. There's a time. Amen. The ninth verse, what profit has he that worketh, and that therewith he laboreth? And the preacher, amen, Solomon, writing here, he says it's a time for things. But notice what Paul speaks about in the last days. Amen, in the last days. And Paul began to speak this, and many demons and liars and workers and false workers, amen, of doctrines, amen, go behind God's people. But that's what Satan does. They go behind what God put out there. He started that in the garden. He went behind Adam and Eve, and Adam and God, and told Eve God didn't mean what he told them. You know, preachers today call it parking lot preaching. I mean, we notice this, that, amen, he said, Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unholy, unthankful, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, inconspicuous, despisers of good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Amen. People love pleasure. They feel today. Amen. I was doing a checkup. The doctor and I, we always talk. Amen. And talking about how the world loves their drugs. America loves their drugs. But at the same time, people don't want to go through anything. Amen. They realize in life sometimes you have ups and downs. Amen. So the enemy will tell you, you should not be sorry sometimes. You should not, amen, have a pain sometimes. You should not, amen. They're changing in life. So they bring this false doctrine to you, amen, that nothing leave you always there. Amen. You should not be sad. You should not lose. You should not be some days to be a little sorry. But Jesus came to heal all those things. Amen. He said, in him there's peace. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let you be afraid. But in Christ we have peace of mind. So in order for us to come into Christ, amen, if you look at your past life, amen, let it pass. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Let it become new. Don't try to hold on to anything in the past. Don't try to walk your way through all old habits and hold on to all old kind of attitudes. Amen. Old things are passing. Let it pass in Christ Jesus. So, you know, when things become new in your life, when things become new in your life, it's new. It's supposed to be new. You shouldn't have no history of where you're going. If you say you're going to travel a road in a direction, and say, oh, this is all new, you should let it be new. Amen. It should be new. If you have any history and you know things that are not You understand, oh, I know about this, I know about that. That's deception. That's demonic deception. That's the evil way. That's the devil lying to you. Amen. When you become in Christ, you have a new life. You're learning day by day. You're dying to the old man day by day. Amen. So let it become new. Amen. You go to the store, you buy a new pair of shoes. And when you look at the shoes, you can tell somebody had worn those shoes. Say, oh, these are not new. But when you buy some kind of product, they always have kind of some kind of band on it. Amen. If this is broken, it's been damaged. Amen. So every day, amen, every day is a new day. Every day you wake up, you plan for the day, but, you know, it's a new. So in Christ Jesus, you become new. That's how life become new, only in Christ Jesus. Don't hold on to the past. Amen. Everything is new in Christ. It's a growing way. It's a loving way. It's a learning way. And it's an exciting way. But you have to do it through Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Through his word, through the environment. Even Paul said, come out from among them. Touch not, handle not unclean things. So let's examine, amen, this message and this study, how to become new in life. All of us, amen, that are listening, and those wherever you are, call a friend and tell a friend, amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we're discussing how to become new in life through Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus. And, you know, many times the enemy, he attached things to us, our life, and want to give us the old habits back, the old places back. We don't feel comfortable, of course, when you go into a new place. But when you have Christ, and you believe in Christ, and following his word, following his road map, like we follow the maps and we follow these machines that give us direction and the telephone numbers, amen, that's how we follow Christ Jesus, learning his word, being in his word. Amen. So we're going to go to the phones, and amen, those of you who are just joining us, amen, for the first time, you're listening. Thank God for you listening. You can put us on speaker and listen to the conversation. God lead us through the Holy Spirit, everyone, because we come together, where two or three come together. Jesus said he'd be in the midst. He'll be in the midst. So through electronic means, we're coming together, and by computers. Amen. So you can dial 1 on your phone. Amen. As you begin to dial 1 on your phone, 855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. You can push 1, and our technician will put you in. Later on, you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org, and you can view these messages, and it will take you to Doctrine of Truth. You can push the button there, amen, to the website, and there. And we thank God for you, those that have a vision or a dream, or something God has brought you through, and it really helped you, or it reminds you. Amen. God reminded you through a vision or a dream. And it's good that you attach yourself to a house of prayer. A house of prayer. That's one way to help you to come out of the past. Amen. By going to a church, fellowshipping with new people. Amen. Fellowship with people that we all can identify. We all living by faith. We all walking in the words of Jesus Christ, the Jesus Church. The church is a new entity, is a new institution God has set up in the beginning of time, along with marriage. Amen. It's new. And the enemy fights marriages. He fights marriages. And we have to be careful. In order to have a new life, we have to be aware of the tricks of the enemy. And he fights the home. He fights the church. Amen. So be aware. Don't let certain attitudes and spirits and conversation go on in your home or in your life and thinking it's okay. The devil's not there. He always coming in. Amen. He's a deceiver. He deceived people. That's one of his biggest tricks, Jesus said. Amen. Be not deceived. Amen. Don't let him think. Don't let him tell you, oh, it's okay, amen, to be rude against our brother and sister, to lie to one another and laugh and joke about it. Amen. Try to dominate one another, bully one another. No. That's a trick of the devil. Amen. That's deception. So those things that you used to do, when you come into Christ, the Holy Spirit will let you know, no, not this. Not this. Don't do that. Amen. I'm going to share a dream with you very quickly, and we go to the phones. Amen. Doing a revival many, many years ago. The young man used to come to the altar and just pray and pray. We'll know after the message, we have a little time for those to come and seek the Lord in prayer, and we pray over them, and it's powerful. Prayer is a powerful communication. Amen. Because in the spirit world, prayer reaches through God, to God, and through his Son, Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit, during the week, and the Holy Spirit that almost at the end, showed me in a vision that about this young man, where he was praying, but when he go to his room, and he go into his room, over his bed, he had all the signs of the heavens, and all the birthmarks, everything over his bed. And when he came down, during the end of the service, last service, I told him about what he had in his room over his bed. And he said, oh, I'm not using it anymore. I have something in it. Yes, but it does have an influence over your subconscious. You're holding all those things in your subconscious, your birthmark, your birthday, and you carry those things around. Amen. Even though you knew in Christ, amen, but those attachments are just weights. Sometimes we forget about, even now, in the days of Noah and Lot, these times, the days of Noah and Lot and Abraham was full of idols. Abraham and Abraham's father-in-law worship idols. Amen. Abraham was through the days of all the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods. And that idol worship brought God to destroy the world. The devil, Satan worship, and he wants you to worship. Continue to what carry him around. Worship him. But it takes time. And you can work through with the Holy Spirit, working through with God, amen, to free yourself from these things. Because it always opened the door. Amen. All you thinking backwards all the time. Amen. That's a part of demonic training and worshiping, negativity, all of that. Amen. So become new in Christ. You got to examine your idol worshiping, your background, and you do not supposed to have that anymore. You can work through that, and knowing that through our will, God has, James said, if you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. How you do through, amen, studies and programs like this, reading your Bible and prayer, amen, and putting things around you that's new in Christ, amen, new in Christ. All right, we're going to open up the lines here, amen. We don't want to get too excited, but, amen, this is a subject, amen, clear to my heart because I had to throw out a lot of things, amen, early in the ministry, amen, my salvation. The Holy Spirit showed me to get rid of some things. Amen. They have memories, amen, and that I brought forth from the past. Amen. All right, and we can dial 1-855-236-2252. When you push 1 on your phone, amen, our technician will bring us in, and we'll be glad for have you to share, as always, as we do here. Amen. We will give your last 4 digits of your telephone number, an area code, amen. At the same time, if you want to say your first name as well, that's fine, amen. But we want to, you will not get a grade for this. We're not trying to grade you or talk negative of what you say, amen. But we always try to draw off each other, amen. Amen. The Bible says iron in Proverbs, iron sharpening iron. iron sharpening iron. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Continue to pray for those that are not here, those that are going through. You might have some friends or relatives. They're born again. They love the Lord. And they don't know why they're struggling. Tell them to call this number. Amen. Call the number and join. Or you can put your phone on speaker. And they can hear these men and women, wonderful men and women of God. Amen. To express themselves. Amen. About how God had brought them. Amen. And given them. Amen. This new walk in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's over now. It was a song we were sharing. Amen. We don't have to be condemn ourselves. Amen. Not according to the word of God. Not according to the word. There's no more condemnation. No, not in Christ Jesus. But we do have pains. We have hurts. Amen. We have to overcome things. But let us not share it. Let us not take this into our life to hurt other people. Amen. Don't let the devil show you things and you are out there. Amen. Ladies, don't get upset. Amen. All the time. Amen. And argument. Argument is not a good issue. Amen. It stop the prayers of the family. Amen. In the book of Peter, Peter talks about 1 Peter 3:7. Amen. How prayers hinder. Amen. How it hinders your prayers when you and husband and wife, everybody trying to win. Everybody trying to win. Even family discussions. Have families, cousins, and relatives. Everybody want to be a winner. Amen. But it's not a winner is in Christ Jesus. The enemy bring confusion. He always subtle with lies and can bring confusion. He's a deceiver. Amen. He wants you to hurt you. He wants you to hurt yourself. And once you hurt yourself, he wins. Once you get upset, he wins. Amen. And we want to make sure that each and every one of you, amen, love the Lord. Love the Lord and God love you. And he loves you. And it's very good that we be able, like Jesus said, love one another. That we love one another. And that's what he wants us to do. Love one. He said, I command you that you love one. It's not about how you feel about it. Command. You know how you go, if you go to work or you go to school and you be in an environment with new people, and you try to put on, you know, you might not like the way people dress or talk or the teacher handle himself or the place you go to buy food and the clerks, but what you try to be, what, nice and sociable that you can get what you need and get out. Amen. So the same thing applies. Amen. In Christ, he wants us to have love one for another. He wants us to have love one for another. Amen. How to become new in life. How to become new in life. And it's no blueprint, but all of us, in a certain way, the Holy Spirit work with all of us. He work with us, amen, where we are. The Holy Spirit comes in where we are. All right, we have a caller, area code 561, last four digits, 1948. God bless you, you're on the air. Last four digits, 1948. 561, you're on the air. God bless you. God bless you, we have a caller. Amen, I believe. Amen, from the 561 area code. And the last four digits is 1948. Okay, they've been listening. Amen.
Okay,
all right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on there.
Right.
God bless you.
Okay. I wanted to read from Galatians. Galatians chapter 2,
okay.
Verse 20.
Okay.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So I just want to say that when we believe that Jesus not only died for our sins, he died as us. When we wrap our mind around that, the old man that we know, we all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, the old sinner, bound to sin, bound dead in sin, spiritual death, that person is dead. Leave it dead. We keep going getting it. Oh, God working on me. God killed you so you could live through Jesus. New. All. It don't it say all things old are passed away. Behold, everything is new. So if you knew, be new. Stop worrying about your old self. Oh, when I get myself together, I'm going to go to church. You can't get yourself together. He's not trying to fix the old you. The old you is dead. Be new and live free. Jesus didn't come to condemn. He came to save. So he saved you to be new. What did it say? Because he loved you.
Yeah.
And grace abounds. Stop sinning. What he told the lady when they didn't stone her, go and sin no more. When you repent, you change, you stop, you look at what you know you're not supposed to be doing, and you stop. And you're happy, and you're free, you're full of joy, you're full of peace. It's all new. I love the Lord. Cast your cares on him, and he'll take care of you. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for your insight in the scripture. Amen. We're new. We're new in Christ Jesus. And the point was made, amen, that we was crucified with Christ. It's a, you know, it's a difference when the, in the Old Testament, they brought their sacrifice, amen, whatever sin they gave, whatever sin they was in, and they brought their sacrifice. And the sacrifice covered the blood of the animals and the bull. God accepted it. It covered the sin. And every time they had to come back, every now and then, bring it again, because it wasn't dead, it wasn't new, it wasn't gotten rid of. But thank God for Jesus Christ. He is, we died in him. In the water baptism, we died in him. Amen. And we came up anew in Christ Jesus, born again, new in Christ Jesus. God bless you, caller. God bless you. Amen. We have still another time for the, another caller. Amen. Push one. Push one. We're always going down. We're in half of the broadcast now. We want to try to work in all as possible. Amen. Can give us some points. Amen. Of how to become new. And the caller was saying, amen, you have to just wrap your mind. Amen. Paul said, let this mind be in you. Amen. Which was in Christ Jesus. Amen. You have to accept your mind, get your mind to accept things. Amen. You know, our mind can accept things. It can block out old things. It can trigger things. Amen. And the mind can delete things. So once we wrap our minds about it, you know, that I'm going to get my mind together. You ever heard that statement? I'm going to get my mind together. I'm going to do this. Amen. When you get yourself together, and say, I'm gonna put my mind in Christ Jesus. What Jesus said. Amen. All right, we have another caller, 305-4271. God bless you. 4271.
Hello.
God bless you, Dr. Yonea.
Thank you, sir. Enjoying the program tonight. That lady just called, she sound like she ready to eat a spiritual meal. That was some serious. Bishop, I thought as she spake, we are not condemned. There's therefore no condemnation, but there is conviction.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense, don't it?
Okay.
God And his word, the righteousness of God, is what convicts us as we obey. It's amazing how you just spoke about the mind. See, you can't walk on a new road with the old mind. God puts us on a new road. We have a new direction. You understand? But you got to walk the road. The promises are yea and amen, but we got to walk it. Amen. You hear many talk about destinations, Bishop. But that's good to talk about your destination, but you haven't reached there yet. Amen. So this is why our minds must be transformed. I like to talk about what Jesus have done for me. I like to talk about his death,
yes,
you know, and his resurrection. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to me, the physical me, that don't taste so good. Amen. And this is what we must do, all of us, every man. He must die to himself. You see, some have to give up the bread. some have to eat the bread. Amen. So as you was reading there, the concordance of physical living, there's a time and season for all of us. Amen. Yes, there's a certain time we gonna be here. Amen. And after a while, we gonna have to depart. But where would you spend eternity? That depends on what kind of mind you got. Amen. Mm-hmm. He said, He'll give you the desires of your heart, didn't he?
Yes,
that's
sir.
Only the Father promises. And I just like to add that we are being, as the scripture says there, and I think that's 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, we are being reconciled to God. Amen. In like manner, the same spirit, amen, that raised Jesus from the dead is the one that affects us. The same spirit, amen, that we are being reconciled to God, amen, it puts it on us, and therefore the world is being reconciled to God through us. Amen. That's the narrative in which God puts us. So it's all the working. It's the purpose of the Holy Ghost that's in us. So that's what we're talking about, becoming new. You see, when you repent, amen, you don't go back, repent and go back and do when you repent from a thing, amen, you got to be washed from it, amen. Your mind got to be changed. And this is not my intellect. You said, this is not how hard I try. This is, amen, calling on the name of Jesus. This is laying before him, amen. This is bombarding heaven, amen. This is my goodness, have mercy. This is where the strength of love fills our heart. And let me just say this, and I'm done. It just dawned on me, amen, why we should love our brother.
All
amen.
Right.
We just like you said, we don't bash one another, amen. That's destruction in that. That's condemnation. But when we said, brother, listen, God don't like what you did, but come on now. He forgives you, and you encourage one another. And therefore, amen, what? We all are partake of, amen, of divine nature. Thank you, Bishop.
All right, very good, very good. Doctor, we are here so far in the ocean now. We can't turn back. Amen. We get some good spiritual food, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is feeding all of us, amen, on this message. We down here on earth, we're still here, and we got to walk this thing. We got to walk it. You got to gear your mind. Proverbs had said one time, a lazy man, and he was saying he ain't going outdoors. I'm just going to paraphrase here. He says, there's a lion out there. There's a lion out there in the road. Amen. He didn't go out the door. He's just lazy, laying around making up things in his mind. But we have to, like you said, we have to get our mind. It's new. It boils down now. It seems as though that if you don't accept this in your mind, amen, if you don't get your mind to accept the Word of God and the Spirit of God that leads and guides you, amen, you will struggle with this new life. You shouldn't, but babes do, babes in Christ. The babes, you know, will always have to encourage the baby to come on, let's do this now. You know that's the baby. And we have to love him anyway, love her anyway. All right, we're going to take some calls. We don't want to, amen, our time is moving real fast, as always, when we get involved here in the Holy Spirit, begin to move us. And moving around here, we want to get some more callers in, amen, that we can help one another. Helping one another. You can't just sit around and the Holy Spirit, he's the comforter. He's the comforter. Amen. And the same Spirit that quickened us, the same Spirit to make you feel, amen, you know God is there. You feel that anointing, feel that fresh. That would quicken our mortal body, that Paul said. The same Spirit that quickened our mortal body. It's the same one. Amen. He's going to quicken us one day. He's going to be caught up one day. The same Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost, the same one. So thank God. Amen. You feel that quickening. Thank God you get that unction from him. Amen. Letting you know. Amen. I'm with you. Amen. So if God forgive you, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Pick yourself up. Trees keep growing. They shed leaves. Amen. The trees shed leaves. Some parts of the world look like that tree is dead. But when the spring comes, amen, when God, when you begin to trust God, when God begin to renew you and freshen you, the leaves start coming back. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God can refresh. He can give us strength like an eagle. Amen. He can rise up. Amen. All right. All right. You can push one on your phone and our technician, we're glad to put you in. Somebody may have a dream, a vision. May have a question, not too personal, amen, that we all can jump right in there and share a little bit, amen, because of the fact that we're here with our mind is on the Lord. Our mind is on the Holy Spirit. Our mind is on this subject. The Holy Spirit can feed us. Amen. Hoping that you will find a word of scripture, amen, that would put the puzzle together. Amen. The Bible said, get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. Amen. The world used to say all the time, oh, when I was coming through and coming up, oh, you shouldn't be sick. You shouldn't be sick. Amen. When I looked at James, the fifth chapter, James said, if any sick among you, amen. When you begin to study about Jesus of Nazareth, amen, anointed with the Holy Ghost, went about healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Amen. He was healing all the sick. Amen. Jesus came to what? To redo, put back together what the enemy had torn down. And so you have to get the biblical sometime understanding, studying the Word, and actually, like was said, You got your feet on the ground. The enemy is on the ground dealing with the homes, our youth, amen, our community, and he wants you to look into heaven, but we got to look down here, amen. We can't continue to look up. The brother was looking up after Jesus was caught up, going into heaven, and the angel said, well, brother, why are you looking up? Amen. You got to start living. In other words, the same way you're going up, he's coming back. He's coming back. Amen. All right, we can push one on your phone. Continue to read the Bible. Be a Bible discussion. But also realize Jesus said, and we'll go to that, James, the first chapter of James, and you want to be following his work, the work that Jesus did. And that'll take a lot of the weight off of you far as living. Amen. In the book of James, and he said in the first chapter, Amen. James, a servant of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, of the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. And James summed it up in the first chapter. Amen. He said, any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, that man religion is vain. Pure religion. Pure religion. Now, the 27th verse of the first chapter of James, the first chapter. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this. Visit, go, foots on the ground. Go visit the fatherless and widows, their affliction. And keep himself unspotted from the world. Amen. Go visit. Go visit people. And you go and you've taken the word of God. That's the commission, going to all the world. Amen. But go visit these people. Amen. Have God's compassion of God, the love of God. And we're supposed to be. Jesus was a man of good works. Amen. He was a man of good works. God man of good works. Amen. We got to have some good works. Learn to do good, Isaiah said. We want to learn to do good. Amen. We've been learning to do evil and talk evil. Now it's time for us to learn to do good. Amen. So when you learn to do good, amen, God will bless you. God will bless you. I think we have two holding. Our technician will tap it in. We'll see, amen, which one. I think we're going back. Is that 561-1948 going back? Amen. Yes. All right. All right. 561-1948, you back on the air. Go right ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Go right ahead.
I didn't press one. Just, y'all probably had me on hold, but I'll go ahead. We also have to, it's about your heart. He said, I'll pluck out the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. So your mind and your heart are directly connected. So when you got the mind of Christ, you also going to have the heart of God. So when you get all this together, recognize, own your sin, change it, repent, turn. Know what it say? This is how you live new. You turn back to God and stay with him and grow in him. When I was a child, I spake as a child. You got to grow up in God. Spiritual maturity will keep you living new, because it's all about God.
All right, very good. All right, notice Acts chapter 10:10-38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, and healing all the oppressed of the devil. So we have to have a good reputation. All right, well, I think it's 305-4271 again. 305-4271 is on the air. God bless you.
Bishop, I was looking at that, that walking in the newness of life, and it just dawned on me, amen, when you're ever so sick, right, you spoke about Jesus came to heal all manner of sickness. And it talks about James and how we should pray for one another. See, all this is the attributes, the character of how the believer walks. This is the newness of life. I don't know you, you understand, but oftentimes we pray for one another. James is saying that you might be healed. You see, so as we just heard that it's all what God does. Now, I mentioned that to give a example of something that I came to know. It seemed like the Lord, it's amazing how you go to things and God don't leave you bankrupt when you get through them. Amen. He teach you things that are unsearchable. You can't find them unless you live them. Amen.
All right.
And so when you get sick, and this one thing, you get sick, But this for every man. Sickness, mm-hmm. sickness rob you. Sickness damage you. You know, it intrudes. It walls against your spirit, your body, amen, your life, everything. So it mm-hmm. brings a shadow, a spot, if you will, on your mind. So that's mm-hmm. where, you know, the scripture said that if you confess your faults, your sins, he's mm-hmm. just to forgive us. God is just to forgive us. But this is what I want to point out. From your sickness, what it puts on you, God washes you. Amen. My God, have mercy. He cleanses yes. all that pain and misery that have been accumulated there. You become new. That's the place we want to be. That's where you want. Yes, you struggle. Amen. But on the other side of struggle, amen, there's peace. So that's what I want to throw in there.
Praise God. Very good. They know your testimony. Like I know your testimony, how God brought you through many things. Amen. It had to take, amen, the Holy Spirit revealing that to all of us. Amen. All right, we have an area code 754, last four digits, 1267. You're on air. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you too, Bishop. I'm just really enjoying the show, but I'm so grateful to God. And, you know, I always harp on that 23rd Psalm, that even though we're walking through, God never leaves us nor forsakes us. So even when we have a little sickness in this body, we know that this body is flesh. It is subject to all of that sickness. It's subject to that. Sometimes we run ourselves thin. And I just thank God that keeps us. That means he's keeping our mind, our body, our soul, our spirit. And, Lord, I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful for opportunities like this that we get to share the word and hear the word and know that God's word is going forward. So it doesn't matter what happens in this body, because just like I believe it was it Paul who said, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
So I'm just grateful and more than honored to hear the show and to know that God is going forth. And even though we get a little sickness in this body, we will know that we still got to do what we got to do for God. We still got to be those that go ahead and tag somebody else and get the word of God out to the world. And I thank you. Good evening.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Holy Spirit, always open up some things of healing. Amen. I feel a healing is taking place in a lot of our spirits. Amen. That's been hurt. Amen. And been wounded. Amen. Through our past life and the enemy, he comes to wound us. For God, amen. Jesus said in Isaiah 61, he come to mend the broken hearts. Amen. He will mend it. Amen. We just have to let it go, let it go, let it go. Amen. We're getting ready to turn the corner now. I think we can take, amen, two more callers, because we usually get down to the last 5 minutes of the program. Amen. We always ask for prayer from three or four different people. Amen. So we can take one more caller. Amen. The revelations are going forth about a healing of our new life. And we have to understand that we are new. We are new in Christ. Amen. You the old body is still, but we got a new spirit. Amen. Just why Jesus said you must be born again. That's why he knew that spirit must be born. The rebirth, amen, had to be done in the spirit man. Amen. But we're that natural man can still can be just like a magnet and iron. Amen. Everywhere the iron is, the magnet will pick it up. Since we're living in this body, ashes and dust. Amen. We're living in this body because we came from the dust. Amen. We came from the ground. And while we're living here, amen, we will sometime go through things. But thank God for the victory. Thank God for the victory. Knowing that we have victory in Christ Jesus means a whole lot. It means not only that, but he loves us. Not only that, but they true love us. He loves us, and he didn't cover the sin anymore. Amen. The priest is that's covered the sin. They burnt the burnt offerings and the different sin they had, and that offers of bulls and heifers and goats that covered the sin. No, but Jesus came and he took away the sin and cast them in the sea of forgetfulness, and there's no more sin in our life because we're hid in his blood. We covered under his blood. But we're still here. We're still here, brother. We're still here. But Jesus said, I never leave you. I never forsake you. Amen. All right, we're going to begin with prayer. Amen. That's a prayer that goes up for those that, amen, you might not think so, of hidden objects in your spirit, hidden things in your spirit. Amen. And the more you practice, amen, like you get up in the morning, you have to practice praying, then reading a little scripture. Get your spiritual man built up. Give him a little, amen. I start to say Cheerios and milk, eggs, breakfast, and I don't know what you have in the morning, but, amen, you get up, amen, get the spirit man, amen, cook him some breakfast, get him some food, amen, a little Revelation, a little dash of Matthew, a little John, a little Ezekiel. I don't know how much what you're going to have in the morning, but, amen, when you give up, give the spirit man something. Talk to heaven. Check in. Punch in. Amen. Then you start your day. Start your day. As well at night. Well as night. Amen. All right, give us a prayer. Amen. There's precious one on your phone. We need a prayer of about 30 seconds to all the believers or whatever God put on your mind. Amen. There's precious one on your phone. And there we go. Or area code 561-1948. You're on the air. Go right. Give us a prayer. God bless you.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this time, God. We thank you for clarity of your word, saying and all I get and get understanding. And we thank you for your living word, God. We thank you for your son. We thank you for reconciliation, justification, and restoration. Bind the strong man tonight, God. Help us be delivered. Deliverance is the children's bread. Bring us out, Lord, so we can live new in Christ. We thank you for your death and your resurrection, Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
All right. We have another prayer. All right. 754-1267. Last four digits. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Father God, we give thanks this day. We thank you, Lord, that you and you alone are God. We ask, Father, that you continue to keep us as only you can. Please show forth your mercy in our lives, Father. Touch each and every person, Father, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet.
Yes.
Give us clarity, Father. Give us freedom. Give us the peace that Jesus died for. Thank you, Lord. And I give you all honor, praise, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right, 305-4271. Doc, you there?
Tonight we bless the Lord for his mercy and his kindness. Amen. We thank him for his forgiveness of sins. And we thank him, oh God, for blessing us, oh God, that we come on open air one more time. We thank him for longevity tonight, amen, how he healed our wounds and binds up our sorrow. Tonight we just come against, amen, the homosexual thing, the overkill of Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We ask you to bless us, bless those that are here, bless the listeners. You say we're two or three, touch and agree. God, we agree on right now.
Amen.
The strong man be bound, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, heal,
Lord. We agree in healing. We agree in healing, Lord, in heaven in healing. Heal the minds. Heal the broken hearts in the name
of
Jesus. Oh, God. James said the fractured firm of prayer. Amen. Sometimes we have to get violent in prayer and holler out loud and say, Lord, I believe.
Yeah,
in Jesus
declare.
Name.
Yes, sir. The
storm is over.
The storm is over now. Just for call, bro.